A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Chaf, Baba Basra 120a, pagination is 239. We'll start on the facing page, the last of the smaller lines. The Gemara tells us, Benos Tzalafchad, the daughters of Tzalafchad, the women who were the catalyst for the laws of Yerusha, inheritance, in Parshas Pinchas, Chakman Yosein, they were wise people, Darshan Yosein, they knew how to infer things and come to correct conclusions, and Sidkan Yosein, they were righteous. And the Gemara explains, Chakman Yosein, they were wise, Shalafisha Dibru, they knew when to ask their question. The Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said, Melamed Shayom Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshev Vidorish Beparshas Yavmin. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the mitzvah of Yibum. Shenemar Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, as the Pasuk describes, if there'll be two brothers, Amru, and they came in, and said, Amrulo, im kibein anu chashuvim, if we're considered like a son, tanalanu nachlo kibein, then grant us the inheritance. Im lav, and if we're not considered like a son, then tisiabi bimenu, then let our mother have to do yibum, and let them try, as the concept is, to produce a child that will be in place of the deceased brother. In other words, their real topic was inheritance, but because they wanted to bring a proof from Yibum, that's when they interjected their question. Miyad vayakriv Moshe's mishpatan lefnei Hashem, and Moshe recognized it as a good question, and he presented the shaila in front of Hashem. Darshon Yosein, in addition to being wise or smart, they also knew how to infer. Shayu Omros, because the basis of their argument is, Ilu haya lo ben, if he would have a son, lo dibarnu, we would never have any discussions. It's only because there's no son that they recognized that they have a legitimate argument. They're not just coming in to make claims. They were calculated. The Gemara asks, V'atanya bas, there's a different tradition that says that the wording of the Benos Tzalafchad was, if our father would have a daughter, we wouldn't speak. We wouldn't have a claim. They recognized that. And as Rashbam says, even as the Gemara asked the question, it's not like we understood what the interpretation of that statement was. We're just throwing it out there that something's in need of explanation. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya Sami Mikan Bas. Rabbi Yirmiya says, indeed, if our father would have a daughter, it doesn't make any sense. They are the daughters. Abaye Omer, Abaye said, Afilu haya bas leben lo dibarnu. This is a continuation of how Darshan Yosein, they knew how to infer things and come to conclusions, and what they were saying was, we recognize that if our father would have had a son, even if the son is now deceased, but he left a daughter, that daughter would have priority over us. We recognize that. And therefore, they said, and even if our father would have a daughter, meaning a daughter from a son, a daughter that precedes us, lo dibarnu, we would have no claim. Finally, Tzidkan Yosein, they were righteous. Shalonusu ela lahagin lohen, they were very careful, they only wanted to marry husbands that were fitting for them, and because they were extraordinary, it wasn't so simple. Tani Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, afilu ktana sheven lanisus b'chusa me'arboim shana, even the youngest among them was more than 40, was 40 when she got married. Eini, v'amar Rav Chista nisus b'chusa me'bas esrim, the Gemara says that it's harder to have children, and it's unlikely if you wait to a certain age that she's going to have children. So what were they doing? And the Gemara answers one line up, Mitoch shetzidkanios hei na'asa lehen neis, because they were righteous, and presumably we should say, and they were waiting for the right reasons, they were granted a miracle. And Rashbam explains it's more than just they were granted a miracle. Bituchos, they were relying that they would get this miracle, that they would yet have children, and that's why they kept waiting until there was guidance indicating who their husbands ought to be. Ki Yocheved, like Yocheved, the mother of Moshe. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. A man from the house of Levi went and took daughter of Levi. And the Gemara asks, Efshe bas meyo shloshim shana v'karo labas. She's 130 years old, and she's being called bas Levi, the daughter of Levi, like in her youth. Da'amar Abchama bar Chanina zu Yocheved. This is Yocheved, sha'orasa b'derech. She was conceived at the time of travel to Mitzrayim, v'nolda ben achavos, and she was born on the way in. She was born at that time period of entering Mitzrayim. D'chsiv asha yolda osa l'levi b'mitzrayim. The wording is that she was born in Mitzrayim. Le'dosa b'mitzrayim v'harosa shalo b'mitzrayim. She was a bridge child. She was conceived before Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim. V'amai karu labas, and why is she called the daughter of Levi, describing her as youthful? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zevida, melamed shenoda bas simanei nairus, that even though she was 130 years old, and she would presumably have started wrinkling, she became nesaden habasar. Her skin became youthful. Nispashtu hakamatim, the wrinkles became straightened. V'chazer ayofi lemikomo, and her youthful beauty was restored. Indeed, we have a concept that the Jewish people were redu. They were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Moshe was 80 at the time of the assignment to redeem the Jewish people, which indicates that Yocheved was indeed 130 at the time of his birth. So again, we started with the Benos Tzalavcha, the daughters of Tzalavcha, being older than normal range and having children, getting married at that time and being blessed, because they're righteous. And it continues with a discussion, likewise Yocheved was blessed with a miracle in being the mother of Moshe. Vayikach, the pasuk says that Amram took his wife Yocheved. Vayachsami boile, it should be simply that he returned her, because we know that they were married quite a bit earlier. Now is not the time of the kicha, the time of the kiddushin. Rav Yehuda bar Zevida, Rav Yehuda bar Zevida explained, Melamed she'asa lama'asa lekuchin, that they had separated because of all the killing of the children, and Amram separated from his wife not to have more children until Miriam intervened with her argument that you should have children. Hoshiva ba'apirion, so they did a celebration with a chuppah. Ve'aron u'Miriam mishorim lefanel. Aaron and Miriam were singing in front of her. U'malachei shareis omrim, and the malachim at that time said, Eim habanim semecha, the mother with the children rejoices. And from that reenactment of marriage was born Moshe, the Moshiach Shel Yisrael, the one that redeemed them from their difficult situation in Mitzrayim, and ultimately is Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who is the conduit of Torah to us from Hashem. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.